Morning, Dave.
Let me start first with a question about a change in town here, which is our Inn Market closing today and hopefully reopening next week. Do you have any thoughts about this?
Well, yeah, really interested in what's happening and hopeful that things are going to work out and the store will continue. There's, you know, and the city's concern is there's a lot of jobs there and a lot of commerce and certainly, you know, services and sales tax, property tax, everything that goes along with having a large store like that in the community. So we're really just sort of observing from the sidelines and hoping that everything, you know, works out well in the end for the store.
I think we'll know a little bit more by next week. Last night's city council meeting, not a whole lot of city business to attend to, but one thing that was addressed are some of the preliminary steps about how the city will regulate marijuana, and there was some ordinances introduced about some small fines. What step are we at with those?
Well, the ordinances that the council introduced last night really have to do with just modifying the current city codes to include marijuana in those, and those are the codes people probably recognize as the smoking in public and smoking in public places, and then you know, the use of marijuana by children under the age of 21. And the codes introduced last night would just establish the fines for those kinds of things. And they're part of what the city can do now while we wait for the legislature to sort of put the regulations in place that will allow the city then to regulate commercial sales down the road.
And that's part two there of what the city will need to address at some point. So waiting on the legislature, but I also got the sense from the council that they are waiting on some input from the public.
They are. Now, the normal process for codes is that we introduce them, then we hold public hearings, then we adopt. In the case of the marijuana laws, too, the council felt that they wanted to make sure we had maximum public input, and not only on the two codes that we adopted last night, but just in general as well, because as the year goes by here, there's going to be more and more regulations by the state under which the city will, you know, start crafting their codes in the future. Plus, there are a lot of issues, you know, on the horizon of funding and all kinds of things that have made the council think that, you know, doing additional public meetings is probably a good idea now, and we haven't done any for quite a while.
Alice Ruby is Dillingham's mayor. Alice, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.